1200. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from Borrego Springs, California. I'm at the 49th annual Borrego Days Desert Festival. The theme is Borrego Star Dance. I am having just a fantastic time. The weather is spectacular. We have a little overcast going on. It's just wonderful. I am sitting across from Christmas Circle, which is the main hub, the main park here in Borrego Springs, and that is where all the action begins. Now, yesterday I was emceeing the parade and had a great time. Always the parade was kicking off with a flyover and the national anthem and just a lot of fun. It's the fourth year with emceeing the Borrego Days Desert Festival. A lot happening out here this weekend, but you can always come to Borrego Springs any time of the year. It is just beautiful out here. What makes it unique? Lots of things. There are no stoplights. No lights, no traffic lights, only stop signs. There are no big box stores. You're not going to find a Starbucks anywhere, but you are going to find a lot of local restaurants, friendly people, a unique landscape that is bar none. It is so special out here. In fact, Borrego Springs is surrounded by 634,000 acres at the Anza Borrego Desert State Park, which makes up more than half of the real estate of the entire state park system. In California alone, there are 279 other state parks to count. So you can imagine in your mind, do the math and see how large the Anza Borrego State Park really is. Now, it says on June 30th in 1864, during the throes of the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln signed a bill granting Yosemite Valley and Mariposa Grove of big trees, now known as the giant sequoias, to the state of California upon the express condition that the premises shall be for public use. Well, they found other areas such as this beautiful Borrego Springs area and the Anza Borrego now State Park to make sure that that area is preserved as well. Now, here in Borrego Springs, you're going to find a lot of unique things, and you're going to do so many unique things. However, you have to find a place to stay, and I stay at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. That is my location, my lodging of choice. They do a phenomenal job. They have 100 newly redesigned guest rooms. They have suites. They have the spa. In fact, yesterday I had a seasonal pumpkin peel along with a massage. It was so wonderful. I fell asleep. On the table. That's how good it was. I was so relaxed. And so many things happening over at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. Again, 18-hole championship golf course, driving range, putting, chipping. Arches Restaurant had a fabulous dinner under the eve. Beautiful sky, the stars last night. And what makes that even more special is this is an international dark sky community. So at nighttime, everything is very low lit in the community. So what you see is spectacular stars, sparkling above you, just amazing. We have filmmakers that come to Borrego Springs. We have a film festival here. I feel like I'm part of the community now. I am out here so often. Again, just a fabulous place to come visit. Spectacular golf courses. We're going to find out about the golf course, the newest one opening up here shortly with my next guest. But we have the golf courses. Of course, we have several different, one of them being at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. So definitely you need to go to the website, the Chamber, check it out, and pick where you want to stay, pick what golf course you want to play, and you're just going to have a fabulous time. Or go hiking, or go bicycle riding, or just sit by the pool and do absolutely nothing. Also have some fine dining here in Borrego Springs. Again, it's one of those desert gems, a hidden desert jewel you have to come out and experience. And if you are in the Coachella Valley, it's only 90 minutes away, a very easy drive up 86, and you're going to turn on 28 miles off the 86 right down into the Borrego Springs Valley. And if you're coming from farther away, you can get here all different points of direction that you can come from. Entries, we have different points of entry, so just check it out on the map, Borrego Springs, California, or simply look up the Anza Borrego State Park. So again, I'm having a great time. I want to welcome everyone to the show. I also want to welcome one of our new sponsors, AC Electric Vehicles. You might know them as All Custom Golf Cars. They do it all, and they can fulfill all your electric vehicles needs. You can give them a call at 760-325-0070 or visit them on the web at allcustomgolfcars.com, and they have custom from start to finish. So I want to make sure we give a hello to them. And yesterday on KESQ, I wasn't there because I was here. emceeing the parade and having a great time. I'll be back to KESQ in a couple weeks, and when I do go back, we're going to draw the winner of the Big Bear trip. So you don't want to miss that. But you always want to go to the website, Traveling with Francoise, to find out what is happening each week, every show, and also to go to the contest page and enter all the free contests that we have right there on the website, which is travelingwithfrancoise.com. And soon it will be the new Traveling with Francoise website. All right. Again, I'm here in Borrego Springs for the 49th Annual Borrego Days Desert Festival. A lot of history here. But while you are here, something you definitely want to do, and that is go see the sky art sculptures of the Goleta Meadows Estate Sky Art. These are sculptures that are scattered throughout the valley. They're just freestanding. You can drive up to them. They're metal sculptures. They're of dinosaurs. They're of gigantic turtles, camels, brontosaurus. There's a humongous dragon that goes from one side of the street to the other. People now come from all over the world to see these sculptures that are dotting the landscape. Very unique. You're not going to find this setting with these kind of sculptures anywhere else. Really, you're not. You're not. You can always go to the Borrego Chamber website, too, when you're just checking it out, which is discoverborrego.com. You certainly want to go there and see what's there before you come out to Borrego, because it is different. You can bring the fine, fancy clothes and stuff, but you certainly don't need it. You want to come out here and just enjoy, embrace this unique area and community. Again, no signals, only stop signs, no Starbucks, no big box stores. However, there's all the hiking, golfing, friendly people that you'll meet anywhere in the world right here in Borrego Springs. Yeah, I'm always excited to be here because I just come out here and relax and enjoy myself, and had some guests join us this time, and they were pleasantly surprised. Never been out to Borrego before, and they were still in awe of all the things that they have seen and done. Yesterday, I've been here since Friday, went to the Hoburg Estate, which is the old hideaway for many celebrities. Yes, this is a celebrity, was a celebrity-driven community. A lot of folks, Frank Sinatra, Marilyn Monroe, James Arness, Leo Carrillo, Andy Devine, Clark Gable, Lon Chaney, Bing Crosby, and more. This was their hideaway. They would come to Borrego Springs, and they would go to the old Hoburg Resort, which had its own landing strip. It was built in 1947. It was a 20-acre resort. What stands now, though, is the hotel, a 12-room hotel, this magnificent, beautiful pool, and the cabanas that once lodged the celebrities, because they had a whole area of cabanas where the celebrities would basically rent out all the spaces and stay there with their friends. They were burned in fire and had some issues, so they stand, but they are not usable anymore. But horseback riding, they had shuffleboard, tennis, all sorts of things were happening at this old Hoburg Estate. Now it is very quaint, very charming, very quiet, only 12 rooms. So you certainly want to, if you want to stay there, you have to book early. If not, you can always go over to the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa and make sure you get plenty of rooms over there for you. But while you're here, you do need to go to the Hoburg Resort and check it out, because it really is beautiful. And the Olympic-sized swimming pool is just gorgeous. Again, so many things out here in Borrego Springs. They have their own film festival that started with 25 entries and 3 days. It is now up to 115 entries, and it is 5 days. So, see? And we just had a filmmaker on the first hour of the show. I know our Arizona folks do not hear the first hour of the show, but for those of you that might have missed the first hour, we had a director on who just came up with a video about Borrego Star Dance. It's Gavin Heffernan. I suggest you go to his website, sunchaserpictures.com. Look at the video. It's amazing. This video went viral. He is a filmmaker. And all of a sudden, with this one film, he also is putting Borrego Springs on the map again for filmmakers, directors, and folks for commercial shoots, and just the regular photographer like you and me. Yes, we come out here with our camera, our phone, and we take spectacular pictures. Everywhere you look, there is something to see. Well, on that note, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, Rick Sprouse joins us. He is the head golf professional at Rams Hill. And Rams Hill is reopening a spectacular golf course up here in, I hear, spectacular views. We're going to find out more right here on Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Hi, I'm Jan Boydston, also known as the Gadget Gal, and the owner of Kitchen Kitchen in Indian Wells. At Kitchen Kitchen, we go where no other kitchen store has gone before. Experience Kitchen Kitchen at the corner of Highway 111 and Cook Street in Indian Wells, or visit us online at kitchenkitchen.com. If you need it or want it, we have it at Kitchen Kitchen for the chef in you.
The deal is in the desert at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Shop over 200 new VWs or quality pre-owned vehicles. All with incredibly low prices and payments at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. And don't worry about your credit. Our goal is 100% credit approval. Drive a little, save a lot at Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Barner Road, just west of Washington Street off the 10 Highway. Call 855-BUY-A-VW or click CoachellaValleyVolkswagen.com.
Do you know what makes me smile? Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage, offering lunch, dinner, and takeout for over 8 years to locals and visitors. Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage is open daily, serving all of your favorites from Pad Thai to Red Mountain. So let Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage put a smile on your face. Located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and 111. Reservations are suggested, so please call 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit their website at mythaismile.com.
You've got a first-class round-trip ticket to destinations near and far. Please enjoy your time while traveling with Francoise on Money Radio.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is Francoise Rhodes, your host, and I am coming to you live from Borrego Springs, a city right across the street from Christmas Circle. I am at, in front, actually, thanks to the Borrego Sun newspaper here in Borrego Springs, California. They have offered their services. I'm sitting out right in front of the Borrego Sun. People have been coming up, getting the paper. We've been chatting, and they're having a great time at the festival. So we talked about hiking, biking, sightseeing, relaxing, getting spa treatments, all sorts of things. Well, let's talk a little bit about golf. And joining us now is Rick Sprouse. He is the head golf professional at Rams Hill Golf Club. Hello, Rick.
How are you today?
I am great. Thank you so much. Now, we want to talk about Rams Hill. There's some history there. Let's talk about that.
Rams Hill does have history. It was Rams Hill all the way back into the 80s and remained Rams Hill up until the early 2000s. And that's when another group came over, took over the golf course, changed the golf course completely, and made it a very, very private golf club or country club, whatever you'd like to say. Mm-hmm. And during that time, Mr. Tom Fazio went and built a golf course, and he'll still say that's one of the best desert golf courses he ever built, if not the best. But nobody could play it. And there's, as everybody knows, the 2008, 2009, 2010
yeah.
time was not the best time of the year
mm-hmm.
or the best time of years. And thusly, everybody just gave up. And there it was, a big, beautiful Fazio golf course, and nobody could play it.
So, Rick, at one time, then the golf course was open.
Yes, it
was. And then it went into a private club setting where
right.
the home, because there are our homes up there around the golf course, on the golf course.
Yeah, there are beautiful homes on the golf course.
Okay, on the golf course.
Beautiful views, and they were nice homes overlooking the other golf course. The other golf course, which was also called Rams Hill, it switched to the name when it went private to a golf course called Montessoro.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was Rams Hill, it was a nice golf course. Nice Ted Robinson design, 27 holes. And it had difficulties
All right, because I know
at the same time, yeah.
I have been asked several times about the Montessori and Rams Hill, and is it open? And I didn't really. I heard it was closed, so it did close. And then, so this company that you're part of, and with us, folks, is Rick Sprouse. He is the head golf professional at Rams Hill Golf Club. So a new company came in. Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened. We have the owners. One of them, his name is Terry Considine, and he's out of Denver, Colorado. The other one is Bill Berkeley, and Bill Berkeley out of San Diego area. He came, and I've known Bill for a long time. He came and approached me. He says, "What do you know about that golf course that was up there?" And I said, "Well, I can tell you, it's one of the greatest golf courses I ever played in my life, and I've played a lot of golf."
And you're a head golf professional. You worked. How long have you lived in Borrego Springs?
I lived in Borrego now for 5 years.
5 years. So you were a golf professional at other places?
I was at another golf course in Borrego.
Oh, in Borrego. Okay.
Yeah.
So you know the area very well.
Yes,
I do. And then they dangled that little carrot in front of you and said, are you interested? Yeah.
I told Bill Berkeley that if he's going to fire up this golf course again, and if everything, I would love to be the golf professional at his golf course. It's just that good.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. And now I know a whole bunch of people can play it because we are open to the public. We do have some memberships, but it's basically open to the public. And anybody that enjoys a round of golf and want what I consider to be the best desert golf course I've ever played, and maybe one of the best golf courses, if not the best, in Southern California,
wow.
Rams Hill.
Yeah, wow. A lot of accolades.
There's that Tom Fazio golf course. Mm-hmm. The only difference is it's in Borrego Springs.
Now, when did you actually open the course?
The golf course is going to officially open this November 14th and 15th for a grand opening.
Okay, because I know we have a lot of reseeding in my Coachella Valley and in Arizona as well. Mm-hmm. The desert regions, we go through this process of reseeding, overseeding, and they're closed. So right now, but how did they start? I'm sure the golf course was in major disrepair, and we're talking about Rams Hill Folks Golf Course here in Borrego Springs. Where did they even begin the process? Were you in on the process from day one that they said, we're going to reopen?
When they said they were going to reopen, this goes back to early this year, and then it came to be that the superintendent, who's excellent, his name is Steve Gregory, fabulous man, and he was involved with the building of the Fazio Golf Course when it switched over from Rams Hill to Montessori, and when they wanted to rebuild it, we wanted to be back the Fazio Golf Course, and we were very, very privileged to get Steve back as our superintendent, and he's done a marvelous job. He started in March, and I can't tell you the job he did because it basically was just dirt. You could still see where the golf course was, but that's all it was.
There was an outline. So did they have to put new sod? Did they lay new sod, or did they just start the reseeding process, or how did that work?
All of the above.
All of the above.
They started watering. And water is a big problem, like it is in a lot of areas, but it's a big problem in Borrego. And they started putting water on the golf course. Some of the Bermuda started coming back. One of the things that we do have, which is unusual for a desert golf course, we've got bent grass greens. Mr. Fazio wanted it that way. And they started they overseeded and started putting back in bent grass greens. And then they went, got some Bermuda down. Then they sprigged some. And then they went ahead and overseeded. The golf course, I can't tell you how beautiful it is. It's perfect right now.
Well, for those listeners that are listening online right now, I would say go to the website ramshillgolf.com. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
Ramshillgolf.com. Go to the website right now as I am talking to Rick Sprouse, and you can see what we are talking about. You can see this magnificent golf course. So now when they were bringing the course back to life, and now the course will be open November 14th.
That's right. We're having a grand opening.
Going to be open to the public. Did they change any holes? Did they move any holes around, or is it the same course as before?
As Montessori, it's exactly the same golf course. It's the same Fazio golf course. In order for you to call it a Fazio golf course, Mr. Fazio has to sign off. You don't change things around and then call it a Tom Fazio golf course. And we put it back exactly the way
it was,
along with one of his disciples, who's an on-site person, to make sure that it is put back exactly the same way.
Okay, let's talk about the course. How many bunkers? Do we have water? Do we have trees? Explain it. You've been out there driving around every single day, probably more than once.
Yes, I have.
So
yes,
we
I
want
have.
A yes, description. I hear magnificent views. So let's start with the lay of the course. Elevated tees, give it to us.
It's got lots of elevation, which is unusual for a desert golf course. It does have one of the things that Tom Fazio does, he builds big bunkers, but he also builds very wide fairways. So you see a bunker, it looks like the fairway is very, very narrow, and it's not. There's one side or the other. There's plenty of room to play the golf course from. It's got large greens, undulating at times, and there's no parallel fairways, which is a little bit unusual for a golf course. It just goes out. It gets out into the beautiful high part of Borrego, looks down over the De Anza Desert.
Wow.
And it's magnificent. I drive it once or twice a week, and to this day, I'll have to stop two or three times and just say, wow, take a look at this thing. And anybody else that comes out does exactly the same thing. I've had other golf professionals come over and take a look, tell me what they think, and they said, my goodness gracious.
Now, does Tom Fazio, does he know that this is happening? Has he been contacted, and has he been out here to see or to give you guys any suggestions?
The suggestions he would give would be to Tim, who's one of his disciples, who's assisting our superintendent, Steve Gregory. And everything that has been said has been perfect.
Okay.
Everything's perfect. The golf course couldn't be better.
How about water? Do you have lakes?
Do we have water?
Water.
We have, there's a 18 that's got some. But we have some lakes.
Yeah,
beautiful
lakes. Okay,
yeah.
How many bunkers?
I couldn't even count. I'm going to say...
a lot?
I'm going to say there could be 150 to 200.
Okay, all right. And we have, is it more of a desert foliage, or are there palm trees, big trees? What, everybody get a mental picture. It's not in front of their computer right now. Again, you can go to ramshillgolf.com.
Yeah.
So what type of foliage do you have on the course?
Well, we do have some trees. I wouldn't say there's a lot of trees because there were some trees there. There was pine trees on it before. The pine trees, when there was no water put on the golf course for a number of years, they didn't survive.
Yeah.
And so rather than replanting a lot of trees, we did replant some around the clubhouse area, a few on the golf course. We didn't, we made it more of a desert look.
I love that. I think that's great. Because we are in the desert.
We are.
Let's talk again. Grand opening November 14th. Now, how far in advance can people book tee times?
They're going to be able to start booking tee times starting November 3rd.
All right.
And that's 2 weeks in advance from when you're not part of the grand opening. The golf course, November 17th, off we go.
And are you looking, and I know it's a little soon to know exactly how it's all going to pan out, but are you looking to offer seasonal memberships to the snowbirds? Because you do have a lot of people that just come in for 4 or 5 months. Is that on the docket?
We have. Rather than offer a seasonal membership, what we have is we've got play cards. Or it could be a 4-round, could be an 8-round, could be a 12-round. It could be a 30-play round. Mm-hmm. And now, there's another one that just came out lately, and it's going to be for a 40-play round, where you can actually call yourself a member of Rams Hill, pay monthly dues, and it comes out much less for your green fees.
Great. And green fees, let's talk. Do you have those set in stone yet? Are you guys still trying to decide, or do you have green fees? Do you know what the price is? Yeah.
We have a rack rate of $150 for a round of golf before anybody jumps too high.
Mm-hmm.
There is a number of ways. If you go on our website, there's a number of ways where you can play golf. We have stay and play packages or associated with La Casa del Zorro.
Okay.
I think Mr. Sampson was probably just on the show earlier this morning.
Yes, that he mentioned that. He was very excited about that.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he has a wonderful place there at La Casa del Zorro. And we have some stay and play packages hooked up with them. And there is memberships. You become a yearly member, just like the HOA people up there at Rams Hill. There's not very many, but there's a wonderful deal there for them.
Fantastic. So, of course, everyone wants to know, have you somehow been able to sneak out there and hit a few balls, Rick?
I played the golf course when it was Montessori.
Yeah.
And when it was a private club, I got on it several times, might be 10 or 12 times. And each time, I mean, if anybody told me I could go there and play that golf course, I'd just hop to it because it was just absolutely terrific. And no, I have not. I've driven the golf course, and the golf course is perfect. It's so playable. You can't believe it. And I invite anybody that take a look at our website or give us a call in the golf shop and come up and play some golf at Rams Hill. You'd be Delighted.
Rick Sprouse, thank you so much for joining us. We have to cut to a news break here. RamsHillGolf.com, 760-767-3500. Check it out. All this information will be on Traveling with Francoise. Good luck. I can't wait to go out there and see the course.
Thank you very much for having us.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right, folks. We're going to stop. We're going to step aside just for a moment. When we come back, we have some local and national news. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Borrego Springs, California, 49th Annual Borrego Days Desert Festival. Having a great time. We'll be right back.
NBC News Radio, I'm Stacey Bell. A top health official appearing on the Sunday talk show says it's not necessary to quarantine all healthcare workers who treated Ebola patients in West Africa. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says active monitoring can accomplish the same thing.
There's passive monitoring. You take your temperature, and if anything goes wrong, you report it. There's active, where you report it to someone, and then there's direct active, where someone comes in and actually takes your temperature. That's all short of quarantine.
Dr. Fauci, speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, said the mandatory quarantines could have the unintended consequence of discouraging health workers from joining the fight against Ebola. The last U.S. Marines unit and final British combat troops in Afghanistan officially end their operations today. This is NBC News Radio.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, it doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
I'm not a bank, I'm not a consultant, and I'm not the fairy godmother.
Marcus Lemonis is the prophet.
I'm willing to put up $1 million.
All new Tuesdays.
I write checks. I don't tell people what to do without putting my money where my mouth is.
And Marcus will do whatever it takes to fix a failing business.
Because the American dream won't save itself.
The Prophet, all new Tuesdays, 10 Eastern and Pacific, on the fastest growing cable network in primetime.
We have a deal?
We have a deal.
CNBC.
The Coachella Valley Beacon is proud to announce the second free Beacon 50 Plus Expo, December 13th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Classic Club in Palm Desert. There will be many informative exhibits, health screens and shots. Listen to expert speakers, enjoy giveaways, along with great entertainment by the Dixie Cats Band, singer Roberta King, Magic with Dean Apple, and of course, MC Vijay Hume. Sponsors include Eisenhower Medical Center, Beltone Hearing, A+A In-Home Healthcare, Sky Valley, and Fairway Golf Carts. Call 760-668-2226 for more information. That's 760-668-2226.
At Indian Ridge Country Club, there's a whole new life waiting for you. This upscale private country club offers a unique active lifestyle where friendships are easily formed. Play golf, tennis, go hiking, biking, get a facial, take an art class, or meet your neighbors at the beautiful new circular bar. Indian Ridge is member-owned and operated with two world-class 18-hole golf courses. Visit online at IndianRidgeCC.com or call 760-772-7272.
Head to the Mike Thompson RV Outlet Sale. Clearance Row is filled with the nation's top-selling brands. New and pre-owned motorhomes and fifth wheels.
All at closeout prices.
One-of-a-kind specials, discontinued models, red tag final markdowns.
Access to over 65 brands without leaving the valley.
Mike Thompson RV, where it's affordable to buy an RV. Only 4 short miles off the 10 freeway. Day Palm exit to I-111, turn right. 760-324-3651.
Mike Thompson RV Superstore. Is your current golf cart looking a little dated? Perhaps it's time to call AC Electric Vehicles, where the AC stands for All Custom, and the All Custom means you'll get exactly what you want from start to finish. Serving the Coachella Valley for over 20 years. Visit our express service and sales in Palm Springs or our main service sales and manufacturing center in Indio. Call AC Electric Vehicles today, 760-325-0070. Or online at allcustomgolfcarts.com.
It's always an adventure traveling with Francoise. Now back to the show and your host, Francoise, on Money Radio.
Yes, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. I am in Borrego Springs, California, one of my favorite destinations. You know that by now. And I'm at the 49th annual Borrego Days Desert Festival. The theme this year is Borrego Star Dance. Today is the last day of the festival. Live music all weekend long. The parade was yesterday. I was able to MC the parade. Lots of fun going on. Did some sightseeing, great things. But joining us now, Borrego's not only known for the sculptures and all that's happening here with the film festival, they have a new event that is coming into Borrego Springs, and joining us to tell us about that is Laura Kindrigan. Hi, Laura. Hello, is Laura there? All right, I can't hear. This is the one thing where Laura is calling in, and Valley's back in the station trying to make sure that. All right, is Laura now? Do I hear Laura's voice? Okay, well, that's what happens, folks. Again, hopefully Valley can get us connected, and we will figure it out. But all I know is it is Race Across America, and hopefully we will have Laura Kindrigan on the show to talk about. All right, Laura, are you there?
Are you there?
Ah, here I am. How are you, Laura? Okay, Laura?
Hello?
All right. For some reason, we are having technical difficulties because Laura is not here in Borrego Springs.
I'm here.
Is she here now? Laura, can you hear me? All right, there. I think I can hear Laura. Are you there now? Okay, well, obviously, no. Obviously, Laura Hagap. So I am not sure. Maybe she will call back Valley, see what you can do to hook her up and connect her to me. Again, once you're out on location like this, things do happen when you don't have the guest sitting right here in front of you. So Laura is with a Race Across America, and I'm gathering the race might just start here in Borrego Springs. I'm not sure. We're going to have to find out a little bit more about it. Again, it's Race Across America, and we don't know. I don't know. Maybe walking over here with a hot dog in hand. I cannot believe it. Fred, do you know anything about Race Across America?
A little bit.
Do you know a little bit? Well, can you sit down with us for a moment and talk about Laura Kindrigan was trying to call in. It's a little bit of a technical difficulty trying to get her. So what do you know about the Race Across America event?
Well, I believe it's been in existence for a number of years. And what they do is it's sort of like an endurance bicycle race from one side of the country to the other.
Ah.
And last year, I believe they started either in Oceanside or Carlsbad. And they had a number of stops along the way. And I think next year, Borrego Springs will be their first rest stop.
Okay.
So they want to, the Chamber of Commerce is trying to get up a lot of folk to get interested in being here, be a sponsor, have refreshment stand, make a big deal of it for the rest stop. Because what they're going to do eventually with all these bicycle teams is they're going to literally ride across country.
Okay.
And I think...
And Fred, let's hold on just a second. Is Laura there on the line? Okay, no. We're having technical...
Okay.
Okay, Laura Kindrigan. Laura, are you there? Okay, I guess not. So go ahead, Fred. I'm sorry. So you could tell Laura that we're talking about it with Fred G. And so this is... Borrego Springs is going to be their first rest stop.
Next year.
And these are endurance by the end.
Pretty much,
And they're going half across America.
Exactly. And they're going to have a variety of different routes, I think, or whichever route they're going to have established. They have a team following them for support, but the idea is to get across country as quickly as they can.
Oh, so this is a race.
Exactly. That's why it's Race Across America.
A Race Across America. Well, yeah, it could have been Ride Across America.
Yeah.
It's a race across. Well, that sounds way too hard for me, but we know that the cyclists, Borrego Springs here is very popular for cyclists because you have all the terrain, the flat, the up, the down. They can work their skills and prepare and train in Borrego Springs. I know a lot of bicyclists or cyclists that come out here to train in Borrego Springs because of the different terrain, the elevation. So this is Race Across America. Now, Fred, do you know when this is happening?
I believe it's coming up. I'm not sure. I think in the early part of January.
Early part of January. Okay. Very, very exciting for Borrego Springs.
Oh, yeah.
First time that they're going to be stopping. So I gather they're starting in the San Diego, Orange County area and coming over the hill.
Coming over the hill, and then they're going to work their way through the deserts and head, I believe, to Maryland. If not Washington, D.C.
Okay.
So, and either last year or the year before, One rider did it in 7 days and 50-plus hours.
Whoa. Wow. Okay. And this, they're going to be spending the night here in Borrego Springs. As
we think so. If nothing else, they'll get their first official rest stop so they can refresh, pick up water, whatever they need with the team vehicles. And if they just stay overnight, that's fine. You know, then they will continue east.
Very, very exciting. Well, I think, folks, you can probably find, if you just Google Race Across America, I would imagine that they have the schedule of stops, where they're going to be, when they're going to be there. And I don't know if you can join Race Across America now, if you can. Okay,
we're
going to try one more time. Laura, are you there? Laura Kindergan. Okay, it's not working. We just can't hear Laura. Yeah, well, I can't hear Valley, so I guess it's just, sorry, my apologies to Laura, but for some reason we can't get her connected into this end of the microphone where I can hear.
I can give you a phone number to try to call me, too.
Ah, there we go. Laura, I hear you right now. There you go. Laura, Fred G has been filling in for you, but tell us about Race Across America. Okay, well, we got Laura just for a minute. Yeah, lost again. So that's it. Valley, we're not going to have to be able to go through with this. Valley, if you can get maybe a website and a telephone number, that would be very helpful for us. And Valley Harvey is back in the station. And again, Fred, that's why we'd like people right here on site.
Well, that helps.
Yeah,
yes.
This technology can be kind of fickle once in a while, and we're coming through on, have to go through all different connections to get here. So anyway, the event is Race Across America. They are racing on bicycles across America. Borrego Springs will be their first stop here, a rest stop to gather themselves for the next journey. I would imagine coming over these mountains, Fred, they are definitely going to need a stop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And across America, a lot of communities have made it into a great big festival. So when the Race Across America participants come into town, they're getting meted and greeted by organizations, people, from handing out water to housing them to having a regular festival.
And we're probably going to have that right here in Borrego Springs.
We would like to see that happen here. Yes.
Welcome them with open arms. Okay, Fred, now, this hot dog you brought me smells so phenomenal. I can't eat it while I'm on the air, but it's sitting right next to me. Oh, it smells... gosh, it has onions on it. Delicious. Fred, thank you so much.
It's just a sample of some of the finer cuisine here at these festivals.
Now, you're across the street at Christmas Circle. Mm-hmm. I hear the music. There's live entertainment going on now. I see a lot of kids in the kids' zone. The beer garden. Is the beer garden full over there? People relaxing and enjoying it?
It's a little slow today.
Yeah.
Normally, we have the big one on Saturday, but a lot of more families are showing up today.
And I see a lot of people over there at Christmas Circle. Lots of vendors. And how did you say you've been here 40 years? You've been rating the festivals. How do you rate this festival?
This is one of the bigger ones.
One of the bigger ones.
One of the better organized ones. We have more activities going on, and for Sundays, which tends to be a little lower population because a lot of the over the hill folk come here and then they go home.
Yep.
This is more the Borrego City time. And at 1:00, the mariachis will be here.
Ah,
so
okay.
A lot more of our Hispanic neighbors here in town will come in and sit and enjoy.
Have fun. Now, how long does the festival last today?
Today will last till 6:00.
Oh, 6:00. And last night I heard you were rocking and rolling in town
till
10:00. It was pretty. In fact, I was having dinner outside under the stars at the Borrego Springs Resort. We could see lights, and I'm sure there were lights from here. There was a lot of lights, and we could just barely hear the sound of the music.
See the big light towers there.
Okay, that's what we were saying. I said, is that the middle of town? It was pretty awesome. So, beautiful evening, lots of crowds here. In fact, there's a cyclist right there. I think he's practicing for Race Across America. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you never know. This is a fun place to just bicycle around because you can do it in the flats and still put in a couple of 10 miles.
Yeah, well, I didn't bring my bike this time, so I'm going to have to pass on that one. Next time I'll bring the bicycle,
by all means.
And go tooling around. Okay, I think what we're going to do is, because this hot dog is driving me crazy, I need to at least take one bite. We're going to step aside just for a moment, folks. You are listening. I want to thank everyone for joining us. I have to thank Valley back in the station working hard. She's always back there while I'm on all these fun trips and listening to everything. Thing and saying, next time, Francoise, I'm going to be there next time. So one of these days, she will be here. Okay, folks, stick around. We have a little bit more left before we wrap up the show. I'm coming to you live from the 49th annual Borrego Days Desert Festival in Borrego Springs, California. You can go to the website, discoverborrego.com. Check it out. Take you to the chamber and see what's happening here in Borrego. They had a great car show yesterday as well.
Yeah,
I loved
did.
It. All right. Okay, folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
Cool. I don't know if Joe's...
Need an affordable and luxurious town car, limousine, or coach? Call Classy Transportation. Looking for airport service, outlet and festival shuttles, celebrity home tours, and more? Then call Classy Transportation. With 17 years of transportation experience, local owners and operators, Robin and Kevin Burns want you to have fun the classy way. For more information or to reserve your ride, call 760-325-5900 or visit us on the web at Classy with an I, transportation.com.
B. Olsen's Jewelers, a full-service jewelry store. B. Olsen's Jewelers, let our family take care of yours. We'll make a custom piece for a special moment and create a lasting memory. We invite you to come and see us today. A family tradition. B. Olsen's Jewelers.
You'll find us at the Gardens on El Paseo in Palm Desert. Behold the breathtaking views, abundance of sunshine, and natural hot waters at Sky Valley Resort. Offering an active adult lifestyle, we offer the best value in the Coachella Valley for quality resort residences and vacation homes. For the RVer, we welcome all size rigs with our roomy sites that include full hookups. Sky Valley Resort is just minutes from Palm Desert and Rancho Mirage. Call today for your free information packet. Call 760-329-8400 or visit us on the web at rvwell.com. That's RVWELL.com.
Security is more than a posted sign or a locked door, and definitely different for everyone. Let Command One Security design a security system for your home or business that meets your specific needs. Family owned and operated in the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security, call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at command1.com.
It's always an adventure traveling with Françoise. Now back to the show and your host, Françoise, on Money Radio.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Traveling with Françoise. I had a bite of that hot dog. Okay, I couldn't stop with onions. Oh, it is so delicious. So I have to thank Fred again for bringing that over here as I sit in front of the Borrego Sun, the newspaper here in Borrego Springs. And I want to give you the website for the Race Across America. That is 24hrworld.com. Again, that's 24hr as an hour. world.com, and you can register actually to be in the Race Across America, and your first stop will be here in Borrego Springs. Well, someone who just came in from out there in the terrain, he's starting to settle down, relax just a little bit. It is Joe Raffetto. He is with the owner of Overland, California Overland Desert Excursions. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Thanks, Françoise.
Yeah, I know we've had you on before. It's hard to track you down. This is a busy weekend.
Yes, it is, definitely, and it's a good thing. I mean, it's like there's people from all over the place, and today's one ended up being, you know, I get people from all over the world, but today's, just by coincidence, was somebody that I haven't seen in 25 years and was a good friend of mine, so just by a fluke.
Oh, really? And did they know you were here?
No, it was just...
And they saw you in the parade yesterday.
No, they were made it...
Yeah, I saw you in the parade yesterday. Yeah, and so then you took this person on a tour?
Yeah, he and his wife.
Well, how fantastic is that? Right? Now, California Overland Desert Excursions, I can't think of a better place to want to have a company such as yours, because it is phenomenal out here. How long have you been in business?
Almost 10 years.
10 years, okay, yeah. In Borrego Springs. So tell us a little bit about California Overland Desert Excursions. What kind of trucks do you have, Jeeps? Tell everyone so they know.
Well, it's I like to say that it's not really, I hate to say the word tours, because I like to say excursions, because it's more adventure driven, even though it's a lot of educational things. But we have three former military vehicles that have been kind of retrofitted for comfort, and a CJ7 Jeep. And the big trucks can take 16 people in the back.
So if someone comes out here in a group, you get some corporate events out here, and of course they know, they want to go with their friends. Everybody wants to pile in together. You are able to take large groups out as well as the individuals. You just took a couple out or the single. It just depends.
Correct. It's anywhere from like 2 to 43 people.
Wow.
And it's neat because in the back of the big trucks, like once we took out a group from the state park and Sacramento types, because they were deciding what to do with some land that was jointly owned by both the State Park and Ocotillo Wells. So they had to go out and take a look at it. So it was like a rolling conference room. They had like charts they put up in the front of the truck while we rolled, and then we'd stop, and it was really gnarly off-roading too. But everybody traveled together, and it was kind of funny because everybody's like pulling out their books and looking at the chart and discussing all this stuff like it was a boardroom.
Well, very awesome. And when you say gnarly landscape, you know what I like about Borrego Springs is you have so many different types of landscapes. So now I'm sure you have some visitors that want to see the gentler side of Borrego Springs. And then you have others that they want to rough it. So tell us about the variety of tours that California Overland Desert Excursions offers. I know they can go to your website easy enough, which is californiaoverland.com. But you, as one of the guides that are out there, I mean, you're basically a tour guide because you're explaining what everyone is seeing.
Yeah, and the beauty of Anza Borrego is it's such a huge place. It's almost the size of the state of Rhode Island, and yet hardly anybody knows about it. But it's this huge place that rivals national parks and in a lot of ways like exceeds in the varied terrain. So there's canyons and mesas and slot canyons and cottonwood oases and palm oases and just beautiful places that are just so varied. And the southern part of the park is so much different than the northern part. And it's full of history and natural history, just an amazing place. So we've got the ability, because of the beauty of the park, to take you on a mellow trip or all the way up to something that's a little bit more rigorous with some good hiking and really whatever anybody wants. We have kind of even like a little rating system from like green circle, blue circle, or black diamond.
Let's say a group of people come in and they would like you to put a picnic together and take them out to one of these exotic, unusual, unique places and have their picnic. Are you able to do that? And because they need the jeeps. They need you, Joe, to get out there.
Yeah, absolutely, Francois. We can take people from, like, we do chuck wagon dinners even, so we can provide stuff. We get lunches on our regular tours. We provide lunches from Kendall's Cafe here in town. They do a great job. We have camp chairs, so you can be in a beautiful slot canyon having lunch. Or a great thing, like last night, I took a couple out to the north side of Clark Dry Lake to an old homestead site, that the access across the lake bed to the homestead site is for authorized vehicles only, and we're authorized by the park, so it's not even a lot of it. It's not an area hardly anybody knows about, and yet you can't drive out to it, so we're allowed to. So it's a special place with these big tamarisk trees and dunes that have built up underneath, and it's a beautiful protection against the wind. And that's where we do most of our overnight trips as well. So a lot of times we'll have like a chuck wagon dinner. We have like a little military trailer that's been converted to a chuck wagon, set it up like a buffet table, and we have camp chairs and tiki torches, and you can be under this beautiful sky that we've got at night. And it's also a beautiful place when the sun sets, just turns those mountains like a kaleidoscope of different oranges and reds, just beautiful.
Right, Joe, I do this every single time. I never give myself enough time when I come to Borrego Springs. And I'm out here quite often to do more things. And next time I'm just booking it, I'm going to call you in advance. How many days, how far out in advance can I make reservations to go on the California Overland Desert Excursion?
Oh, for you, Francois, it doesn't matter.
Well, no. Tell our listeners how far in advance they can book with you.
It could be, it depends on the schedule. It can be a year in advance. Okay. Or it could be like, sometimes we get calls the same day and we have a tour going out, a public tour, if that's what they wanted. And we can always do a private tour unless it's priorly booked.
And that number to call, folks, is 760-767-1232. And all the information will be on Traveling with Francois, so not to worry. And the length of the tours, give us a sample of how long. Is it hours, 2 hours, 5 hours? It has to be at least an hour to show, to get to whet their appetite.
Actually, the shortest tour is 2.5 hours.
Good.
And sometimes it's certain people, that sounds like it's a long time, but it goes by so quickly. And it takes like, it's a half hour beautiful riding on an asphalt road to get to say where you're going to get off road. And so it's just getting there to go off. And it's just, once you're out there, it's not even staying. It's not all off-roading. It's getting out and checking things out. Our most popular tours are the five-hour tours. And that's, again, like, say like we go to a Slot Canyon on this one tour, and it's a little walk up a couple hundred yards to where we have the lunch site, and we just have camp chairs, and you relax, and you have a great lunch, and you're socializing, and then we go up further after lunch and check out the narrow part of the canyon, and the narrow part is just like something to see, and it's a good little walk. And so, like, you're in that Sauk Canyon for probably at least 2 hours, and then there's a thrilling ride through the Badlands to the overlook at Fonts Point. And Fonts Point is really should be on your bucket list, even if you don't know what it is.
We brought that up earlier in the show. I am just next time for sure. Joe Raffetto with Overland, California Overland Desert Excursions, right here in Borrego Springs. Go to their website, californiaoverland.com, or give Joe a call, 760-767-1232. Thanks, Joe, so much for stopping by. We're going to have to bring the woman of the hour in. She's still standing. Believe it or not, she is still standing, and that is Linda Haddock. She is the executive director here at Chamber Commerce here in Borrego Springs. Joe, great job. Love to see your Jeeps out there. And thanks so much.
Thank you so much. We'll see you out there.
Okay. I promise. All right. And that's California Overland Desert Excursions. Go to their website, californiaoverland.com. All right, folks. I know we just have a few minutes left in the show. And here she is still standing. Linda Haddock, how are you, the executive director out here at the Borrego Springs Chamber
of
Commerce?
Doing great. It's been a fabulous Borrego Days.
Well, it has. It has just been great weather, huge crowds. Yesterday, massive crowds. I have to say, we were joking. Is this a traffic jam in Borrego Springs? Yeah.
This would be classified a traffic jam in Borrego Springs.
After the parade, everybody was coming down to Christmas Circle. I know you had McFarland Productions. Laurel sitting over. Laurel, you're still standing also. Yeah, barely. I think she's sitting right now. But everything, you have to be pleased with the turnout over the weekend here.
It was so amazing. People from all over. Thank you, folks, from Palm Springs for coming out to check us out, because we are thrilled. There were many of you out here.
I saw a lot of people yesterday. They were intrigued, and we had to give them maps and send them out. They wanted to see everything. Not only were they enjoying the Christmas Circle, which is always such a great time, and it's easy for them to find the sculptures, everything that they've heard me talking about for years, they wanted to do it all. And you know what, Linda? Every single one that I talked to said, this is amazing out here.
Yay.
Why did it take us so long to get out to Borrego Springs? So the word is out. But great job for another festival. What, 50? The next one is the 50th. Have you even had a chance to think about it?
I am already thinking about it. Everything's been leading up to the 50th. That's going to be our biggest. Very exciting.
Very exciting. Well, and the kids, you fought hard for that kid zone over there, bigger and better, and the kids have been going crazy. Yesterday, the line, I think, was out and around Christmas Circle for those kids to go in there and goof around on the big, giant rubber balls and all that sort of stuff. And the addition of the beer garden, the adults certainly appreciated that, because that was a place for them to kind of get away and enjoy the festival while the kids were out, or perhaps maybe the wife was shopping.
Yes.
Yeah, there were a lot of vendors this year.
Yes, there are. And it's a full beverage garden. Mm-hmm. And we have fish tacos there and carnitas tacos and just great food all by the De Anza Country Club.
Oh, fantastic. And you had a whole list of sponsors. You have to thank the volunteers. Of course, you can't do this without your volunteers. Yeah, a lot of they all come together for this event.
It's who puts it on. Yep. It's the people.
It's the kickoff for your season now in Borrego Springs. You have a full slate coming up. I was talking to Fred. Your film festival has grown from 25 films to 115 now. Amazing. You have the Race Across America. They're going to be stopping here. Your season, I think you're going to have a very busy, busy season this year, Linda.
I think so, too.
And you have the opening of Rams Hill.
Very exciting.
All the fabulous lodging, the restaurants. I had lunch yesterday at the Red Ocotillo. Fantastic. Just a little bit of everything. So, yeah, you only have a couple days to rest.
All I can say is I live up in Rams Hill. You need to come up and see that Tom Fazio golf course. I am looking out my house at the moment when I'm there, and it's $1 million view.
That makes you want to take up golf, huh?
I don't.
If you had the time.
If I had the time, I want to. I still want to. But the view is just breathtaking. You're just looking, oh my gosh, these lucky people out there on the green.
Well, again, the theme, Borrego Star Dance. We had Gavin on the show. Fabulous young man. So excited. I mean, frankly, he is saying that he did not expect his videos of Borrego Springs. It's just one of those things going viral. He said the attention that Borrego Springs has received from the videos that he has received, he loves it out here. He plans on doing a lot more shoots out here, movie shoots, film shoots, video shoots, telling all his friends about it. I mean, again, you're going to have to build some more hotels and and have some more restaurants and have a few more festivals. How's that?
Yes.
Well, Linda Haddock, once again, Executive Director here at the Borrego Springs Chamber and Convention Visitors Bureau. Thank you so much for having me out. Always a pleasure. Love it out here. One of my favorite
Love
places.
Love having you out here, Francoise. Thank you so very much.
Well, folks, that pretty much wraps it up. Again, the 49th Annual Borrego Days Desert Festival will be in the books after 6 o'clock tonight. You still have time to come on out here and enjoy it. The vendors are here. The food is out there. I have my hot dog that Fred brought me that I can't wait. Oh, boy, I had one bite, and it was so delicious. Lots of things. Borrego Springs, again, California. You can go to the website, which is discoverborrego.com. Check it out. I have had a fabulous time once again. Didn't get everything done I wanted to do, but that always seems to happen. I promise, Joe, next time I am going on that desert excursion. I can't wait. I have to be out there. Okay, folks, you have a fabulous Halloween. Halloween's coming up. Have a great week, and I will see you next week back in the station. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. And as always, remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time.